Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers
to 57, I think, episode 57.
Yeah, I think so.
Of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We do not have drinks this week. Well, we have drinks. They're just not alcoholic. I came home from vacation sick. Monday and Tuesday were my worst days, for sure. I'm definitely on the, like, uphill part of being sick, but I'm still not 100%, and figured putting alcohol into my body was probably not helpful, so I am instead having tea in my cup that says, born to be wild, but only until 9 p.m., which is just the most perfect cup for me.
I love that for you. I'm drinking water, because you're not drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have had a drink if I would have.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Definitely.
Sorry. I mean,
that's okay.
There are many other episodes to come.
Yeah.
So, where do you want to start?
Tell me about your trip.
Oh my gosh. I kind of knew that was coming, but I'm still, like, not prepared. So, I know I said I was going on vacation. I think I said I was going to Argentina. I don't know how much detail I went into it on a prior episode, but
I didn't.
Okay. I did it on a YouTube video, like, I told the entire story, so if you want the, like, deep dive version of it, go there.
Okay.
But the short version is, the short version of why we were in Argentina before I'll talk about the trip. We were with a company called Honeymoon Israel. That is an organization that is meant to take couples where one member of the couple is Jewish and the other is not, traditionally, to Israel. And obviously, with everything going on right now, we are not traveling to Israel. And part of the company's purpose is for you to make friends. Literally, for you to build community of couples in your city that look like you. And so you have to go with, like, your cohort from your city. Everybody has to live in, I mean, some of them live in the burbs, but, like, in Chicagoland. And so, because that piece is still really important to people, they pivoted, and we did a trip to Argentina, which actually has a very vibrant Jewish community. There's a lot of Jewish people and Jewish life in Argentina. And so the trip was partly Argentina tourism, partly Jewish life in Argentina, and then partially just getting to know you things with the other people on our trip, trying to, like, encourage friendships. So there were 19 couples on this trip that were from Chicago. We were also there at the same time as 20 couples from Denver, Colorado. Oh. And we did some overlap things with them. Are you ready for the small world story? This has nothing to do with the trip. So a lot of the Denver people were, like, from the burbs or went to Midwest schools, right? So there was a lot of overlap. So we were at drinks one night, and I was talking to this guy, and he was from Springfield or Peoria, somewhere in Southern Illinois, but he went to U of I, and he goes, oh, my, you know, where are you from? And I was, you know, explaining, and I was like, yeah, I went to high school in Naperville. And he goes, oh, my business partner is from Naperville. Which high school did you go to? And I was like, I went to Niqua. And he goes, what class were you? And I said, 09. He asked if I knew somebody. It was the guy that was Willie the Wildcat when I was in high school. He was class of 08. And so, like, he obviously has no idea who I am, but everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
Because he was literally the mascot, is this guy's business partner who was on this trip, who lives in Denver. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
What a small world.
I feel like that, like, that invisible string is, like, I've noticed it so much more recently. I don't know why.
Yeah. We expected that to happen for, like, Sam with some of the other, like, Jewish people, for there to be, like, a connection. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they also send a rabbi who lives in the city on the trip with you to answer any, like, spiritual questions or anything you need on that front. And he had a connection to the rabbi who married us. So, like, that connection we expected. But I didn't expect somebody to be business partners with Willie the Wildcat.
Yeah. So that's super cool.
But overall, the trip, I mean, it was amazing, y'all. I never want to go on a vacation again without having somebody else plan it. The fact that I didn't have to plan a thing and I just showed up at the time they told me to show up and get on the bus, and we went to this, and the tickets for the tour was already booked, and just, like, all of it was so nice. We saw so many things. They plan it. You know, they, like, they're so good about coordinating. Okay, this is near this, and so let's do this together. Which is, you can do, but it's such a headache. Yeah. I mean, I think we did a whole rant when you were planning Italy about how much we, like, don't like planning vacations.
Yeah.
And so, it was so nice to just be on, like, a planned trip.
Yeah.
But we saw so many things. We ate so much good beef and empanadas, and I just want to swim in a bath of dulce de leche all the time. It's so delicious. And we met some amazing people. There were some couples that we, like, really clicked with that, like, one of them, the girl from the couple texted me yesterday and was like, all right, I'm taking this friendship out of the group chat. And, like, because we obviously have, like, a WhatsApp group chat for everybody. Yeah. But she was like, I'm texting you, like, on the side. And I was like, I love that.
That's
so
sweet.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. I feel like the hard part, I think, about groups like that is, to some extent, you feel guilty, I don't know if that's the right word, like, starting to single people out, right? And making plans without inviting everybody.
Yeah, but I feel like that's the point.
That's
of
the whole point, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, if we didn't click, like, it's kind of, like, yeah. Then it's okay, and it's,
yeah.
It doesn't.
It's not forcing you to be friends with every single person that you right. went there with, you know? Right.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not like I didn't like everybody. I mean, I absolutely liked and enjoyed everybody.
Yeah.
And I think we tried to do a really good job of having conversations with everybody. So mm-hmm. we would, like, try to have a different meal with this person or try to, like, sit by this person on the bus, like, this couple, so we could, like, have conversations with each of them. And I feel like we did a really good job of that.
Well, that's really good, yeah.
So I feel like I know which ones are good fits for us and which yeah. ones aren't, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, the ones with kids are, like, that's an easy fit. There's a family that live in Ravenswood, and they have 2 girls, 2 and 4. Like, and I really like the parents. So, like, that one's, like, a really easy
yeah.
click. And she works for herself, so, like, she has flexibility that we can, like, hang out. Yeah, so yeah. I'm just, like, I'm excited about that one. But anyway. Lovely. It was great. It was exhausting, and I came home sick, and this week has been rough, as I obviously missed my tiny human so much, and I wanted to spend all the time with her, but I also wanted to, like, sleep all the time, and also had to work, so it was yeah. just a lot, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I have anything else.
Lovely. Sounds fantastic. I got my tattoo.
Oh, that's right. That was, like, right after we recorded, like, the day after.
Yes.
If you're watching on video, she's going to show you.
I don't know if it'll focus. Oh, yeah, it will.
So pretty.
Super cute.
It's really cute.
You can pull up the pic. Well, no, you don't need to pull up the picture.
No, you just showed them.
Yeah, I went with Parker. It was fun, and it didn't hurt, so.
Yeah, which is... I mean, it's not the exact same spot, I guess, but the one I got on my wrist hurt so bad.
This okay. hurts. Like, this doesn't hurt.
Okay. Yeah, this hurts so bad.
Yeah, I feel like there's just more nerves right there.
Yeah. Yeah. like, 2 letters, and it was so painful.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, this one hurt really yeah. bad. Like, really bad. So.
Any plans for any more?
Not right this second, but I foresee it. In my future.
Yeah.
I know I had said, like, in a previous episode, like, you always have those moments where you're like, wow, like, shit, like, should I have done that type thing? And, like, this is one of the ones that, like, you know, I was going back and forth on placement on this one. I was thinking about my ankle. I was thinking about yeah. my back shoulder. Like, I was thinking different placements. But I feel like where I got it is, like, perfect because when I'm just, like, doing things, I don't see it. But also, like, everyone else says, which right. I like about it. And she just did such a good job. It looks like I drew it.
Yeah, it is beautiful. The design is beautiful. I have a thing. This is for me. Everyone, like, gets to do tattoos in their own way. I want to be able to always see mine.
Yeah.
Like, they're for me. I'm getting them for me, and they have meaning to me. Even if it's not something I see all the time. Obviously, the one on my wrist I see all the time. The one on my upper arm I don't see all the time, but I see it. Like, I don't have to contort my body to see it, right? And I feel like I will always want that. I think that one is okay.
I can't see it unless I'm, like, about to get in the shower.
Oh. But I feel like, for example, a back shoulder, any kind of back tattoo. For me, like,
they just look so cool.
They do. They look so cool. They look so cool. There was a day we were at the pool and we did like a tattoo show and tell, like, story time with everybody and like learned about everybody's tattoos. And it's so cool, but like,
tattoo tour.
Yeah, because people were wearing swimsuits, and so you could finally see, like, everybody's that were hidden by clothes. Especially, like, the guys with the ones on their back. But, like, I want to be able to see mine. It's like, I don't think I will ever get it in a place that is invisible to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that I have any plans. I know. I mean, I would like to get a matching one with you at some point. But we literally still can never decide what that looks like. And then the only other one that I really do... like, will get someday, I just don't know what or when, is something related to Texas, the school. Not the state, the school.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting, like, the outline of the Longhorn feels so lame.
Yeah.
And, like, basic. And so I don't know what it is. But I'm not going to get the whole damn building like Parker did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that. And he, like, made a joke when he got that tattoo that was like, I had to get it before you got your tower. I'm like, I'm not getting a tower.
Well, he got the cat after I had a cat. But anyways, something that you can do too is like where Parker and I went, I really, really like her. And you can like talk to her kind of about what you're thinking, and then she can kind of give you guidance on like what you could maybe do in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she can be like, well, you could do like, you know, I mean, I just, there's just ways that you could do it.
To I think you're right. Like, I think an artist, talking with an artist might be a good idea to tell her like what's important about it. What I wanted to represent, but help with the design.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know what it would be, but.
We already said what we're drinking, which is nothing.
I'm not drinking nothing. I have delicious immune and stress tea, elderberry lemon balm with honey for my throat.
That's beautiful.
It is.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Are you watching anything?
I downloaded White Lotus for the plane.
Did you start it?
Nope.
Okay.
So, I'll explain when we get to the reading section. That's what I did. I either read or slept on any kind of transportation when we were there.
Okay.
So, I did not, watch anything. Grey's Anatomy is back.
Okay.
I haven't watched it yet, though.
Okay.
My friend Brooke is coming over tomorrow.
Okay.
And so, we're gonna watch it. Tomorrow.
Okay, so you're watching it, technically. Yes.
By the time this episode comes out, I will have watched it.
Okay.
Also, by the time this episode comes out, I will be 34. Just fun facts.
Oh. Well, okay. So, as I've talked about before...
You're watching a lot of things.
I watch a lot of things. I decided, I'm going to make a TikTok out of it, to write down all of the shows I am watching simultaneously. And there are... 6 of them.
Like live? Like things that are coming out once a week?
Some I'm just like haven't finished yet, or like I'm like,
okay.
Or like something, which I'm not going to go down the list right now. I'm going to talk about what I watched this past like week and a half.
Okay.
So there's this show on Netflix called Temptation Island. And I don't know if anyone who listens to this will know, because I mean, it's been like circulating the internet because it's like,
okay.
You know, like the new like dating show on Netflix.
Oh my god, another dating show.
And no, it's not even a dating show. So you go to the island with your partner.
Oh.
And typically the problem is that like there's some sort of like infidelity in your relationship or like some issue or something that like you're going to basically test it. So like it's 4 couples and then they split up and the 4 guys stay in a villa for a month with 12 single girls, and the 4 girls stay in a villa for a month with 12 single guys, and they like go on dates and they like do and then like every week they go do a bonfire and like they watch and see what the couple is doing at the villa, like at the other house, and like there's so much cheating, so much like crazy shit. And then at the end of the show, they decide if they want to leave together, leave separately, or leave with someone new that they meet.
That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. But they willingly go on the show. So it's like, you could choose not to go on the show.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
And so I watched this season on Netflix to find out there's 5 other seasons on Peacock.
Well, this is not season one.
This is not season one. Like, this is... show has been happening.
Oh my god.
And so I start to watch season one and I'm like, oh, I totally clicked on this before. But because I think there's that aspect of it, like, when people are talking about okay, like, now I'm gonna watch it, but because, like, no one was talking about it. But anyway, crazy. I was watching it and I, like, cried. I screamed at the TV. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was just like, and then they, like, introduce all these things, like, the Temptation Hut, and then, like, the, like, overnight date. It's just, like, all of this stuff. And, like, you know, one of them was loyal, so.
Well, I'm happy for that one couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's a no for me.
Well, yeah, but it was, it's messy, but, that like, is. It's, like, that kind of shit, like, entertains me. I don't know.
That's, like, one of those, like, train wrecks that you can't look away from kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm watching. Well, that I just finished watching. But
then, did you want to talk about any of your other shows?
Well, I mean, just the list of all of the shows that I'm watching are White Lotus, Summer House, Southern Charm, well, Temptation Island I finished, Running Point, I still haven't finished that, and then The Bachelor.
I don't want to watch Running Point. The other thing, so I've told you this before, that I have an app where I have, like, my TV shows there. There's a new episode of that boat show that we watched together.
It's a new season.
No, it's in, according to my app, it's a continuation of season one.
But we haven't even watched the finale.
Right. So, like, in my app, that episode, Dr. Odyssey, that episode 8 has been sitting there, like, since November. Because I didn't check it off because we never watched it. But now there's an episode 9. It says season 1, episode 9.
Wait, we need to watch it.
I know.
Well, and what's so funny is, like, when I watch things with people. So, like, we watched that together because we, like, binge it. We were staying there. But, like, Elise and I would, like, watch Love Island at the same time, kind of, when we lived. Well, when it was on. And I ended up seeing, like, a spoiler of who won. And this was, like, maybe 2 months ago. And we were, like, planning on, like, when she was going to be home and when I was going to be home so we could watch the finale together. I literally never watched the finale.
Oh, my God.
So I watched the entire show, like,
why? Because we kept saying we were going to watch it together.
What?
The same year with Dr. Odyssey.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
And, like, I just never did. And yeah. I'm, like,
wow. Well, we should find a time to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be tonight, probably. We're both, like, half asleep already.
No, yeah. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
The next thing is what we're wearing.
I'm trying to think if there, like, was there anything new that I packed for Argentina that I really loved. I mean, I got some new things for the trip, but nothing that's, like, groundbreaking. I mean, I don't know how you're gonna put this in your little Instagram post, but what I'm not wearing is a jacket because it's, like, finally warm outside.
It was snowing this morning.
I mean, okay, that's fair. Today it snowed. But before that...
yesterday was also cold.
Okay, whatever. I don't have anything for this category. We've already acknowledged this category is going to be hard for me because I don't get new stuff.
We can skip the category.
That often.
We can not do this category and think of something else for next time. Okay, let's talk about books. So,
okay. I finished Onyx Storm.
Yep, same.
Yay! I literally...
When I saw you finish it, I said... Oh my god, I have so much to say.
I spent the entire flight from here to Miami, the very first leg of our trip, and I finished it.
Okay.
On that, I spent the whole flight reading.
I saw your rating. Interesting.
What I said, I gave it a 4... Right now, I'm still on Goodreads because so many people follow me on Goodreads, and I'm not just going to, like, ditch them. But I do want to try one of the new apps because I like...
New apps.
Yeah, there's, like, 2 new apps going around that people... I haven't told you about this?
No.
Oh, so some people are using... Let me tell you what they're called. One is called Storygraph.
Okay.
And one is called Fable. And they both are... First off, owned by better people than fucking whatever his name is that owns Goodreads. Goodreads is owned by one of the, like, ultra billionaires that don't pay enough in taxes. Anyway, they provide a lot more fun, like, graphs and data and, like, cool pie charts and all kinds of things. And they allow you to do half stars. which I think is really beneficial because there's a lot of...
Would you have given it a 4.5?
I did give it a 4.5 on those apps, yeah. You don't agree?
Literally not in the slightest.
So here's what I've seen other people say that I think will be true for you. Onyx Storm is a lot more of a fantasy book with a side of romance.
That's not why.
Okay. Whereas definitely Fourth Wing was a romance with a side of fantasy.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that has to, like, contributes to it. But I don't want to read a book that I'm like, it feels like a chore to finish. And that's how it felt.
Oh, that's
like
a bummer.
There was nothing about it that, like, drew me in. I was, like, pretty bored the whole time. Oh. And, like, whenever, like, I felt like something, like, even when they, like, said what her second signet was, or signet, or however you say it, I was like, that was super anticlimactic, and I don't care. Like, that was, like, I was hoping it was going to be, like, super cool, and it was not, in my opinion.
That part was a little bit anticlimactic, I agree, but...
And then, like, the second to last chapter is, like, 20 minutes of another character talking, and I literally basically skipped it.
Well, that's how she's ended both of the prior two books, so you should have seen that coming.
I don't remember that.
Okay. I mean, I reread them right before, but both of the other two books ended in somebody else's POV, so
yeah,
that didn't shock me.
3 stars. I was very, wow, very, 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 very disappointed in it.
Dang.
Like, and I went into it open-minded. Like, I literally was like, you know, I know some people really like it, some people, like, they're not that sure, and I just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing about it grabbed me, like, to the point where I'm not excited even for the next book.
Well, maybe you don't have to read it.
Yeah.
I
just feel like it's like, oh, there's just so much potential, and the story is just so, like, detail heavy that it just, like,
well, I do think she, you know, I talked about this before, that originally the plan was to do 3 books, and then at some point she decided to turn it into 5. I don't think she needed to do that. I think she probably could have wrapped up wherever we're going with this story in 3.
Yeah.
But it would have cut out a good chunk of the, like, world-building stuff we did in this book, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
You didn't care?
No.
Okay. Well, to each their own. So I actually am also almost done now with another book. I'm at, like, 90-something percent. I hope to finish it tonight when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the Hunger Games prequel. So good. So good. So, do you know anything about it?
The book or The Hunger Games?
The book.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, kind of.
It's Snow's...
Yeah, Snow's origin story.
Origin story. So, he is basically a senior in high school. And it's the 10th Hunger Games. That's the premise. And it's awesome. Yeah. Now, it is... I can see why somebody with a snake phobia was told not to watch the movie... There are multiple important scenes that involve snakes that I do really want to watch the movie. Like, I want to see how they portray these characters. And I think I just would have to know when to look away. There's a lot of snakes.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I really do want to watch it.
I am reading... I was talking about how I wanted to read The Wedding People, but it wasn't on Kindle Unlimited, so I was like... Ugh, there's so much on Kindle Unlimited. And I didn't really want to read a series, and now I'm kind of, like, roped into this romance series again.
Oh, jeez.
And...
Cheesy rom-coms.
Oh, see, no, that's where... No, I don't read rom-coms. I'm reading, the book is called Mile High, and there's a plane on it.
Okay.
Like, it's not, like, beach read, or...
It could still be a rom-com in the sky. That does not, to me, that doesn't imply anything about it not being a rom-com.
It's not funny.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I feel like
it's dramatic.
I read a lot more like romance, like dramas, where there's like trauma involved and like.
See, I read to like escape.
I mean, I do feel like I'm escaping.
Okay. Your own trauma into somebody else's trauma?
It's not even that. It's just like. The same thing with, like, the Freda McFadden books. Like, that heaviness, like, of books, like, feels like I'm in, like, a different universe. And
that's
so,
fair.
And so I feel like...
But the Freda McFadden books always have some sort of, like, mystery element to them.
Mm-hmm. But they're, like...
So that's different.
I don't know.
To me.
I don't know, like, I feel like I would only read, like the Emily Henry books if I, like, wanted something super light and, like, nothing, like, whereas, it's kind of like how I've talked about with Colleen Hoover and Emily Henry, where it's, like, Colleen Hoover always has some substance and some, like...
I mean, Beach Read, her dad had a whole second life. That's trauma.
Well, not trauma's the wrong word. Like...
That's dramatic.
Like, okay, great. But, like, there's, like, still the book isn't good. Like, there's nothing, like, I'm, like, know exactly what's gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe that's true, yeah.
And, like, Colleen Hoover books, it's like, well, someone's dead, someone's in jail, something's about to happen, there's a plot twist. Like, something's, like, kids are dying.
There's always
like,
a plot twist.
And something's happening, yeah. Whereas, like, and, like, yeah, I don't know.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I'm not saying that this book I'm reading right now has substance because it doesn't. It's just, it's like, it's actually really cheesy. So yeah, but it's like this guy, he plays on like the Raptors, which is actually the Blackhawks, what they call it, the Raptors, because it's based in Chicago.
And it's hockey?
Yeah. And
because the Raptors is an actual basketball team in Toronto.
But it's the Raptors, okay. A hockey team in Chicago.
In Chicago,
yeah. And
well, so she's based in Chicago, that's fine.
Yeah, and she's the flight attendant for their private jet that they fly around.
Mm.
So and her brother is like on a professional on like the Bulls version of like, you know, so it's like and then the other four books are like other sports in Chicago. It like goes. So it's like a Cub. Like kind of.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's just a light read and it's fun and it's a light read. But like I read like six chapters a night because it's like
yeah.
But it's like sexy to the point where I'm like I'm like hold on, I'm on chapter four.
And that's how the other one of the other apps when you like give your star review, you also put like. What was the spice level? Like,
oh my god, like at this point, I'm like 50% of the way through, and I would give it like a 4 out of 5 spice.
Ooh.
It's like, woo!
Wow.
But I will say, so the main character is supposed to be like plus size, kind of.
Okay.
She like, she's basically like portrayed as like a curvy woman, and she talk like they talk about it like so much, which, and like I get that it's like her biggest insecurity, and like,
yeah.
You know, they like, that's like kind of the premise, yeah. But it's like, oh my god, it's like constantly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's nice to have something more to like grab onto. Like, oh my god, her ass is so big. But then she's like I don't know. There's just like a better way to do it.
Interesting. I wonder. Do you know anything about the author?
No.
I'd be curious to know, like, if the author relates to that. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's nice to see that in a book.
Yeah.
But
my point is
like it can be touched on and then like
if the author is not a curvy woman, then they may not be writing it from a perspective that
she is, I think.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, it's like
well, yeah, I can see on the cover. I meant yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's the Windy City book series.
Windy City book series.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
It's good.
What are we buying?
What are we buying? Well, in Argentina, we bought a piece of art.
Oh, nice.
Like a investment piece of art.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave my husband shit because they told us to take, like, everything, I didn't touch on this. The trip was partially subsidized. So funders of the company Honeymoon Israel, like donors contribute and that covers part of the trip. And then we also pay for a part of it, but then most of it, but then it's like all prepaid. Right. And so they told us to take out a certain amount of cash and Sam was like, I'm going to take out like a number much larger than that. And I was like, why? He goes, because I want to look at art. And I was like, okay. Like I didn't know where he thought we were going to fit this in, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like one free morning and we went to this market and we spent like a good bit of time at the market and it was mostly like tchotchkes and trinkets and some clothes and like, you know, cups and all kinds of stuff. And then we finally get to the part where it's like the art section and there were like, I don't know, maybe 20. And so I didn't have my hopes up. I was like, we're not going to find something willing. Like this is not very much. and we found a piece that we really loved. And it is, I will pop up a picture and I'll send you a picture. Actually, I guess I could just show you.
Yeah, I would love to see.
But it is essentially...
So it's getting shipped here?
No, it's canvas. So he rolled it and we carried it on the plane home. So it's a top-down view of two people doing the tango.
Wow.
And it is all black and white, except the picture I'm showing Allie is not ours. It's from his Instagram. She has a red earring in ours, like one pop of red on her ear. And it's like 4 feet long.
Wow.
It's huge.
It's beautiful.
And Sam took it to our friend Hope to get it framed. And
yeah. I love that.
So that's what we're buying.
Cute.
So when you post, you can tag the artist. I followed him on Instagram. Super, like, sweet old Argentinian man.
I love that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, that's what we're buying.
Well, I bought Lollapalooza tickets today.
Yes, you did buy that today.
Let's insert the clip. Well, you don't have to, but insert the clip of me saying how I will never walk foot on that.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know what episode that is, but if we could dig that up from the archives.
Look, I've said I will never go to Lollapalooza again, because I went in 2019. It was fucking awful. But
Sabrina Carpenter. The second I saw the lineup drop, I knew Allie was going to go.
Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Gracie Abrams. Like, they made this lineup for me. I decided. And so not only did I buy Lala tickets, I bought a 4-day pass to Lollapalooza. Will I go all 4 days? No. Did I also buy a 1 day for Sunday just in case for some reason? Yes.
No,
I already sell it? Yes.
Yeah. No, I think that was smart. You bought both, not sure which, if you were just going to go to Sabrina or if you were going to try to go more than 1 day. And,
I mean, worst comes to worst, I will sell the 4 day and I'll get the 1. Like, it's not a big deal. Anyways, I'm very, very excited for this. I can't take off that Thursday and Friday, so I'll just be rolling up late. And I know a ton of my friends that are going this year. Leslie got a 4-day too, so like I know, like I have a good group. It'll be solid. Yeah. It'll be fun.
I can hang out with Christopher and Alan.
Yeah, well,
they go every year.
Yeah, but like that's the whole issue. It was like the first time I went, I didn't have a good like group. Like I don't want to go. Like no offense to them, but like
no,
I was being
sarcastic.
But like you need like a solid group.
I don't know. We've talked about this. I'm not a music festival.
Neither
person, so.
But also at least know someone that like might get us like some like perks. So TBD on that.
Well, that would be very exciting for you.
Yeah. But that's what I'm buying.
I thought there was one more category.
No.
What about using?
Oh. Oh yeah. What are we using?
I actually have one this week.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever seen this like in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. But Sam sleeps on like a wedge pillow, and he does it for his acid reflux. I forget what type of doctor he sees for that, but that doctor recommended it. And when he bought it, this was years ago, it was like around Black Friday and they were having like a 2-for-1 sale. And so he bought 2 and was like, I thought you might want one. And I was like, no, I would like to not sleep on an incline. Thank you. But when I was pregnant and then I had acid reflux, it was absolutely beneficial. It is also incredibly beneficial when you are sick. So if you ever notice when you're sick, you are worse in the morning because you've been horizontal and everything has just been like clogging in your head or your chest or whatever. When you sleep on an incline, even though it is not near as comfortable as sleeping normal, it is so much better for your like drainage.
Yeah.
And so that is what I've been using this week, and I just have to shout it out because I know you can look at those wedge pillows and be like, ugh, that doesn't look comfortable at all. And to some extent, it's not.
It actually, to me, like, does look comfortable.
Oh. Well, once I'm not sick, if you want to try it.
Because I sleep, like, with one of those body pillows, like, underneath my normal pillow. So I already kind of sleep with, like, a little bit of,
incline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use it on a regular basis, but I'm using it this week since I've been sick, and I mean, I will use it again when I'm pregnant, eventually. That's not why we're drinking tea, by the way, not pregnant.
I'm eating, drinking, something.
That's consuming.
Consuming. Vitamins.
Okay. Is this the first?
No.
Oh.
But it wasn't a consistent thing. So...
Oh, I did see the vitamin pill box purchase on Amazon. Was that you?
Yes, because I needed something to, like, get me excited.
Oh.
And also, like, so make sure I do it.
Yeah, no, I am for
There's
sure
something about opening that little thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference between that and, like, opening, like, a...
100%.
It changes the game. So, anyway, so I've started taking vitamin D3, but I take the oil drops, so I, like, just put, like, 8 drops in, like, water and, like, mix it up and then just...
Just swallow a fucking pill.
No. It's not the... There's not a pill with that many IUs of vitamin D.
I bet that's not true. They make huge IUs. Did you go look at Walgreens? Or did you just say... I'm not gonna do this.
I bought it with my dietitian. Thank you so much.
Okay. I guarantee you at Walgreens they have.
And I can't swallow big pills, so.
I don't know. My vitamin D is really small, but I also don't know how many I use it is, but.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're done with all the categories.
Yeah.
Anything else? Oh! Wait, is there not a listening?
No, there's not, but we could do that.
I just, yeah, if there's like music or.
Because we were. I was, like, talking with Elise and Sydney Wade the other night, and they were, like, they, like, said that, and I was, like, oh, wait, I guess we don't have that category.
Because I had something on my list that I was, like, oh, I'll just slide that in when we talk about listening, but I guess that's not a category we have.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, we can add it. We can always, like, add whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm not yet, but I'm going to be listening to, did you see that Alona and her sisters are starting a podcast?
Really?
The House of Mar.
What is that?
How do you say their last name? Maher? Maher? It's their last name. Like, House of their last name.
Oh, okay.
And it's the three of them. So, there's another sister podcast.
Aww.
Now, theirs is, like, so done up and, like, you know, in a studio and, like, hair and makeup and the whole nine yards. You know what I mean? It comes out next week. I think by the time this episode airs, their first episode will have dropped.
Oh, Maher.
Maher. I don't know how to pronounce it either. I think it's just like Mar.
Fun.
I know, isn't that fun?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, she has two sisters. She's the baby. And she has two older sisters, and the three of them are doing a podcast.
Wait, that's so cute.
This is going to be one of those podcasts that drops with like immediate, like epic sponsorships. Like Kylie Kelsey and like her Dunkin' Donuts sponsors.
Yeah.
Like you're like, it.
Oh my gosh, that's cool. Super cool.
Actually, speaking of Kylie Kelsey's guest this week, fucking Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Like,
all her daddy has done Michelle Obama, I think.
I know, but that, like...
She just had Ellen whatever from...
Pompeo, I know, yeah. I saw that. There was a clip, the clip that I saw that was going viral among the, like, mom world was where she was talking about, like, once you become a mom, you will never be able to give 100% at work. Like, you just can't. Like,
yeah.
You will never be able to give 100% at work because a part of you is always going to be somewhere else, but it does make you richer and more soulful. And like, she had, it was really, it's a cool clip. Yeah. I'm still not necessarily, the only Call Her Daddy episode I've ever listened to is Simone Biles. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do love.
She had Millie Bobby Brown too.
Did I sent you a clip.
That her middle name,
her
is,
middle
Bonnie.
Name is Bonnie.
Yeah. This is like not what I expected, like the vibe to be. I don't know why.
Of their podcast?
Yeah. It's like very like, I don't know.
Listen, you should listen to the trailer.
Okay.
Because they, there's like a part where they say like grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. And it made me laugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Alona listened to us one time.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All the times that I was like talking about voting for her.
Yeah. You never know.
My votes kept her, got her to second place.
Literally.
I wish she was going to be there for our... When we bought those tickets, it felt so far away, and now it's like a month away.
Oh, shoot. I totally forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
It hit me when we started making plans for after. Like, when somebody wanted to schedule something the weekend after, I was like... Oh my god, now we're like, it's getting close.
And it's their last show, so it's gonna
be so fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay. That's it. That's the only other thing on my list that I wanted to bring up was that new podcast.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else.
You didn't do anything else fun while I was gone? Helping mom take care of my sick peanut. The timing. Poor mom. Poor Lila.
I always have to look at my calendar because I can never remember, like, what I've done.
Did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day at all?
No, I worked.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I worked St. Patrick's Day and just went home. Like, ordered in, watched a movie, called it a day. I didn't drink at all last weekend.
Wow.
So, it's been a minute since I've had a cocktail.
Dang, I'm sorry I couldn't.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Bye.
I'm gonna indulge this weekend, so it's no biggie. I work on Sunday night, but I'm off Monday, so.
It's too bad you're not off Tuesday. I do not know what I'm gonna do on my actual birthday. Because Lila will be in daycare.
We can hang out on Monday.
Okay. I kind of needed a break because, you know, vacation, I probably had a drink every day, at least one, you know, because right. It's vacation and you're like,
yeah.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Dinner comes with wine? Yes, thank you.
Ugh, I need a vacation. My next vacation is going to involve a lot of drinking. And that's going to come up before we know it, too. The Bachelorette.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your trip to Palm Springs.
Oh, no.
The Bachelorette. Oh, my God. Oy vey. That's going to be. I know. I need a...
Mom's not allowed to have a water bottle of limoncello.
Mom is already, you guys, this is also the beauty of having a joint Amazon account is like I can see what other people in our family are buying and it's entertaining. And I saw that somebody in our Amazon account bought pink denim jeans.
Yeah. And every time I've gone over there, she's like, wait, how does this look?
I'm like, Mom is so concerned about her outfits.
She bought three different black sparkly cowboy boots, and they all looked the same. And I had to tell her which ones to pick.
Okay, first off, I have a pair of cowboy boots. They're buried somewhere in the storage unit. I don't know where they are. I don't even know if I want to deal with it. Like, my feet, I don't want my feet to hurt. I feel like I'm too fucking old.
I just got these black ones, like, a couple, like in the summer, I, like, saw them, and I was like, oh, these will be perfect. But, like, I'm not going to buy, like, new shoes. Like, I'll probably just wear, like, for the denim and dime. Like, I don't know.
Like,
I haven't really thought that far.
Can I just be Gen Z and wear sneakers?
Well, yeah, dresses? I mean, yeah.
Like, why do I need to, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do anything fancy shoe-wise. I think for the pink pony club day, I'm going to re-wear that pink dress from Lila's birthday party. Because I haven't worn that again. So, I feel like that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
Yeah. I want to plan out my outfits. I haven't really thought about it yet.
No, we have to figure out what to wear to the shower first.
Yeah.
I'm making cookies for the shower, so I need to map that out and figure out that plan of attack.
Yeah, I gotta get my new lead now, so then I return it on April 20th and then get my...
Oh, yeah.
I really gotta get it now.
Yeah. We also, I texted Katie, Lindsay's sister, the other day. We need to get flower girl dresses.
Yeah, we do. Or you do. Yeah. Okay, gotta do my new lead tonight.
My dad is texting me. Do you play any of the New York Times games? No. What I'm talking about, like Wordle and those kinds of things. I don't do Wordle, but my dad and I send each other the mini crossword.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And strands. There's one called strands.
Mm.
And we usually send it in the morning, but my dad, here's my dad sending it to me at 9 p.m. at night.
Ugh, I would like kill for coffee right now. I love coffee so much.
That was very random.
Well, like you holding like the mug like just made me think, and then he said morning and I was like, ugh.
You have some decaf if you'd like it.
Morning. I've been trying to only have one cup a day.
Yes, I love it.
So the past, like, couple days, I've been having one cup, and every time I'm like, no. No. And it's actually helped with anxiety later in the day, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think it's a good rule of thumb, unless, like, you really have a shitty night's sleep, or you have to stay up extra late that night for whatever reason, like.
Yeah.
We don't need an afternoon cup.
No.
Like, it's just not necessary.
Right.
But that's why I keep that decaf cold brew on hand.
Yeah.
When I, like, want that, especially if I'm going to, like, power through work and I want that, like, coffee companion.
Yeah.
without the caffeine.
Apparently, like, having, like, an apple, like, in the later in the day, it's, like, the gives same you thing. The same pick-me-up kind of feeling.
Interesting. So. Like, the sugars in the apple? Or? I don't know.
It's a not to know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm staring. We brought Lila back a stuffed capybara. And we debated for a really long time on the size. Like, because they had every size imaginable. They had obviously smaller than that, and then they even had ones bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we decided on that. I didn't realize how big it was until I got it home compared to our other stuffed animals.
Yeah, he's big.
He's big. He's big.
That's why I was like, how did you pack that?
So, my large suitcase, my big white away one, the issue is never space. It will be, if I fill that thing, it will be over 50 pounds. The issue is weight. So, throwing a headspace for a stuffed animal, because it didn't, like,
yeah.
There just was, there's always room in that suitcase, or it's going to be over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Even if I, like, am strategic and put, like, the heavy stuff in Sam's suitcase, mm-hmm. it's still, like, unless you're filling it with, like, marshmallows, it's, like, oh, it's just so big.
Yeah.
So, it's a really good, like, if you're a road trip person, the large is a great suitcase. But if you are just flying, the medium is plenty big.
The one I brought to Italy was huge, and it was such a mistake because I didn't realize how much I was going to be like going over cobblestone and like doing all of this. Like it was a disaster. And especially the Airbnb in Venice and like getting it on the boat and then off the boat. And then,
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Argentina, we flew into Buenos Aires, and then at one point we went up to, I feel like you can't pronounce it any other way.
Yeah, okay. But it was just like, ooh.
I got to practice my Spanish. It was really cool. Anyway, we flew up to a place called Iguazu Falls, mm-hmm. which is where Argentina, Brazil, and is it Paraguay or Uruguay? I don't remember now. One of those meet. And it's these beautiful waterfalls, like Niagara, but like even more beautiful because it's like in the jungle. And when we flew, they were like, we're not taking our big suitcases. We're going for 2 days, bring a duffel bag, and you're just going to pack in a duffel, no wheels, no wheelie roller bags. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, why can't I carry on? Like, and they were like, duffel bag only. We get to the hotel and the hotel has all these different buildings of rooms, and to get from one building to the next are like these suspension bridges, like that you're walking over.
Oh that, my gosh.
Like in the jungle. And so like, obviously you're not rolling a rolly bag on these like bridges.
Wait, that's so cool.
It was really cool. It was really cool. So like, that's why they only wanted you to take a duffel bag.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I wish we could have stayed one more night in that hotel and in the jungle, but, and then there was like a infinity pool that like overlooked like the jungle.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Cool. What was that called?
Iguazu Falls.
Iguazu Falls. I'm going to look at a picture. Wow.
So we did 2 like hikes around them to see them from different angles. And then we got in a boat and went in the water and, like, went in them.
Wow.
And got drenched, obviously.
Have you been to Niagara Falls?
Yeah. So it's very similar to Niagara Falls, except, again, it's just the surrounding is so much more beautiful because you're, like, in the jungle.
Yeah.
But the awe of the waterfall is a very similar vibe.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to, like, be on the boat and then, like, go into the waterfalls. Whereas, like, in Niagara, they don't take you into the falls. They just, like, take you in the water near it, and you get wet because of the mist.
Right.
But you don't go in them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really beautiful.
Fun.
Just one of those, like, you know, I don't know. Like, we'll probably never be back to that point again, ever.
Yeah.
Well, it is
9 o'clock.
8:57. And according to my mug,
time to go to bed.
It's time for bed. and really time for me to devour the rest of this book.
Yeah.
And see how it ends with President Snow.
Yeah.
And his life.
Exciting.
All right. If you watched all the way to the end, comment with the Argentinian flag, if you can find it.
Wow.
Do you know what it looks like?
No.
Okay. We'll pop it up here.
Okay.
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 It's pretty. It's like light blue stripes with a little sun in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
So comment with that emoji.
Yes.
And next week we'll try something more fun.
Yes.
And it's celebrating 34. I am not 35. 34.
Cheers.
Cheers.